Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Theory of Pets. This week, I'm talking about dog training, and I have a special guest who is referred to as Doggy Dan. Doggy Dan is known as the online dog trainer. He has a very extensive website, which I came across, and that's what prompted me to ask him to come on the show today. So he has a very extensive website, and it's www.theonlinedogtrainer.com, and there's a link to that on our website as well. So if you're listening to this on YouTube or iTunes, so any kind of social media, anything like that, just click the link, jump on our website, theoryofpets.com. You'll see the link for this interview, and you can go ahead in there and it'll have the onlinedogtrainer.com link, so you can just click on it and check it out. The thing that I really loved about Doggy Dan's website is that he offers some free courses along with a paid course. The free courses are an obedience course and a potty training course, which are probably the two most common things that dog owners are looking for as far as dog training goes. We all want our dog to be potty trained, and we all want our dog to know at least the basics of obedience training fairly soon after we bring them home. Of course, dog training takes a lot of time and consistency and perseverance on our part. But those are the two things that people tend to focus on immediately, are potty training and obedience training. So I love that the courses are free. What the courses are basically is it's a collection of videos, and it shows him working with dogs and dog owners in real life, and gives you examples that you can see in video form of the ways that he uses to train dogs. So I won't give it all away. I'll let you guys listen to the interview and hear more about his dog training method and why it's been so successful for so many pet parents. Thanks for coming on and talking to everybody. And if you want to just talk a little bit about, so your first website that we'll talk about, I guess, is the online dog trainer. It's been so successful. So can you tell us a little bit about that and kind of how it started?
Sure. So for those of you who don't know me, I kind of go by the name of Doggy Dan. And as a dog behaviorist, I found I just couldn't keep up with demand for the work that I was doing. And I was so passionate about helping people, not just in my country here in New Zealand, but all over the world. So basically, I paid a cameraman for a long time to video me in my consultations, and we stuck them all up into a membership site called The Online Dog Trainer. And so, you know, for those people who don't live in the country or don't have the money to pay for a one-on-one service, they can go to that site and watch me. And there's now hundreds of consultations and videos in that site of me working just the same way I do, because it's all in people's homes. It's actually quite phenomenal. That's where it all started. And it's been going for, you know, many, many years now, very successfully.
That's awesome. And so, and you've now expanded a little bit as well. And I've seen some of your videos on the online dog trainer, and, you know, where you go into people's homes and work with them. What do you think is the number one thing? What do people usually call you up and they say, this is the issue that I'm having with my dog, can you help?
I would probably say, I mean, it is a mix, but there's a lot of aggression stuff out there.
Yeah.
Whether it's aggression to people or aggression with other dogs. One of the things with aggression is it's not something you can ignore. So whether your dog's just starting to growl when people come close and the dog's lying on the bed, or whether the dog's just getting a little bit growly at the park, you can ignore it, but it generally doesn't go away, and it can be pretty serious stuff. So aggression, you know, if recall, dog not coming when you call them, that's pretty full on. I mean, that seriously limits your dog's happiness factor and your happiness and enjoyment factor of your dog if you can't let them off the leash. And it's very frustrating, let's face it. Dog won't come back. I think it's probably more frustrating when they come back but won't let you actually grab them, which is another form of,
yes,
you know, the one dancing around you. You can't catch me.
Yes, that lovely game of you can't catch me.
Yeah, I always think it's so funny because, you know, we humans, we love to go on about how huge our brains are and, you know, we're so clever, we're so intelligent. And I see these dogs jumping around going, if you're so clever, how come you can't figure me out? How come you can't catch me? you know. So there's recall, there's pulling on the leash issues, a lot of pulling in the on the leash, and a lot of barking.
Barking, yeah, nuisance barking.
Yeah. And there's two types of barking almost, I'd say. One is the barking, well, there's lots of different types, but, you know, you have dogs who just bark because they want something. There's dogs who bark because, you know, there's somebody walking past, protective. But there's also that barking when the dog is left alone at home. And, yeah, I think that's probably one of the most misunderstood behavioral issues of all time.
Absolutely.
Something we could probably do a complete we could probably do a complete podcast just on that. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, dog behavior, and sometimes there's other reasons for it, certainly, but one of the biggest reasons that I always see when people complain about behaviors, whether it's chewing or, you know, getting into the garbage or barking, nuisance barking, it's that being left alone and all that pent up energy, and they're just bored, and it comes out in other ways, whatever naughty
behavior might be. I mean, whilst we're talking about it, I want to just maybe open people's minds a little bit as to what it actually could be, because this is just my opinion, but it's based on working with thousands of dogs. These dogs who bark when they're left alone. And in my opinion, 95, 99% of them, it has got nothing to do with boredom. It is basically a hierarchy issue where if you think of it as a parent and you have a young child and your responsibility is to look after that young child aged 2 or 3, 4 years old, if that child wanders out of the house up onto the main road where there's busy cars, and it's your job to be looking after them, and you're sat inside the house, what do you do when you realize they've gone? Do you sit down, have a cup of tea, and read a magazine? No. You get out of that house and you go and get them. And imagine what it's like if you run to the door and it's locked and the windows are locked. You're shouting, come back, come back.
Oh, interesting.
That is where it's coming from. And that is why you can't solve this problem by just giving the dog a bone. Because that's the same as me saying to you, don't worry, I know your child's over on the main road, very, very dangerous, and you're meant to be looking after them, but look, here's some cookies. Have a cookie and a cup of tea. Relax. And this is where, unless we actually understand the mind of the dog and learn to think like a dog and stop thinking like a human being where we just assume it's all boredom, you know, a lot of these problems are so much easier to fix than we realize.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an interesting perspective. Yep. You know, it's much simpler than a lot of people.
And much, much simpler.
Yeah.
And look, I used to be a maths teacher and a civil engineer, so I'm into probability and, you know, logic. I like to go, well, if this was true, then therefore that. My question to people is this regarding that issue. If your dog is always lying on the ground relaxing for hours and hours and hours and hours, and then the second you walk out the door, they go nuts. You know, and they've already had a good walk. Let's just take out the exercise factor. There's a bit of an echo suddenly. Oh, that's better. So if you take out the exercise factor, so they've had a good walk and a good run. Why, if the dog's been lying on their back and usually lies on their back and relaxes for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, why within 5 minutes of you leaving the house would they suddenly become so bored that they're running around in circles, jumping up at the fence, barking their head off? It's not boredom. It's the same reason why if your child wanders up onto the road within 60 seconds, you can be absolutely in a desperate, terrible, stressful state. And you can end up doing all sorts of things, chewing your fingernails, shouting, you know, messing up the house a bit, just panicking, you know, damaging stuff. You'd smash a window to get out if your child was in serious danger. And that's absolutely why dogs do some serious damage. Anyway, that was a taster of the sort of stuff I was thinking of sharing with you on a later podcast.
It leads into sort of my next question, which, and now we know a little bit about it, but, you know, every dog trainer has their own style, I guess, of dog training. And, so speaking of, you know, the online dog trainer and the courses that you offer on there and things, can you talk a little bit about your style of training?
Yeah. Look, I think my style is quite unique. Because I think that, you know, old style dog training, yank and crank style, where you force the dog, you know, we're going back a bit here, where you would force the dog, you would make the dog do what you wanted, or you kind of increased the punishment, you know, whether it was this device or that device, you just made them do it. That was old style. And then we moved into this very positive, let's not do anything nasty to the dog, let's just use treats, which is, you know, I love positive reinforcement, and I like the idea and the concept of using food to train dogs. However, I think we need to be very careful that we don't forget the fact that there is also a way of winning the dog's mind. These are still pack animals, and there is a very simple, powerful way of connecting with your dog so they will listen to you, trust you, respect you. And I mean respect in the most lovely way, the same way I respect my children. I respect, you know, my elders. I respect people. So, yeah. And it's that bit which is usually missing. And I call that the foundation. The foundation, the hierarchy of it's why if you know what you're doing, you can walk into a pack of dogs and very quickly have those dogs listening to you and following you. You know, having worked with packs of dogs, you know, again, this is, you put it into practice. If you know what you're doing, you can walk into a pack of dogs and very quickly win that pack of dogs over if you know the tricks, the things which really matter to a dog. But if you don't get that bit right, you can do all the training in the world and you kind of never get there. So that's my style. My style is, first of all, let's think like a dog. Let's understand what's super important to the dog. And from there, then we can do the training we want. And what I found is if you get that foundation right first, then sure. Very often, all you need is a little, you know, you hardly need to raise your voice. You just need to ask. The dog is on side. It's almost like, yep, you're the captain of the ship, and you know they're happy to follow and listen. So you just ask your dog, no, yes, sure, you can use a little bit of food to train the dog as well, but you don't need to go down that track of using force and aggression. So that's the div. And what I find is most dog trainers, in fact, are jumping straight to the training. And the problem with that is if your dog doesn't think that you're the one who should be dishing out the orders and you haven't understood the dog code or how to think like a dog, your dog could be all over the shop, so excited, emotional, you know, overreactive, impulsive. They're just doing their own thing. And when the real danger turns up, they're not looking at you. They just kick into gear and do their thing to protect the house, protect the property, protect you. They do what they want to do. They're not listening.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
I think, you know, like you said, there's so many, every dog owner does it, or dog trainer rather, does it differently. But that's an interesting way to look at it and kind of look at the other styles of training where you just sort of jump right into it and don't take the time to get to know the dog and, you know, how they're thinking.
Yeah. And it's so powerful, you know. You know, there's so many little simple things. And that's, to be honest, what people love most about the online dog trainer. People tell me, wow, I've been dog training. There's dog trainers in there who say, I've been dog training for years and I didn't realize this stuff. And I've put it into place with all my new clients and it is working so well. And it is so simple. We're talking 5 seconds. It takes 5 seconds to do some of these things, some of the most powerful things out there. And it transforms your dogs. It transforms all the training that you do, you know, because you're thinking like a dog rather than a human. You know, can I give you a quick example?
Yeah, it's
a
good example.
You know, somebody said to me the other day that they'd picked up all, you see, I went to work with somebody and had all these bones lying around their back garden, dog bones. And I just explained how food is powerful to a dog. You give them control over all the food, you end up with a far more excited dog, who doesn't listen because they think they're in charge, they're in control of their own destiny. And if you want to talk about thinking like a dog, you see, if you put a $30,000 gold crown with rubies at the top of all the spikes on the crown in the garden and gave it to your dog, they wouldn't care. It has no value. You know, they'd probably use it as a peeing spot. But if a human has a gold crown worth $30,000, you know, you might well take it around to your friend's house to show it off and take a photo and pop it on Facebook. It's got huge value of importance. However, a dirty old stinky rotten brown to a dog, it's got huge value, way more value than a $30,000 crown. And yet to us, it has zero value. In fact, we think the dogs have lost these bones. But I can almost guarantee you, all these dogs who've got buried bones and bits of pig's ear or raw hide buried and hidden behind the sofa and in their bed, and we think they're not valuable. Oh, they are super invaluable, super valuable. So just by controlling the bones, picking them up and taking control of them, you instantly increase the respect that your dog will have for you because suddenly you become the one controlling that food. And when you leave them down all day long, forevermore, it's the opposite. You end up with a far more excited dog who's sort of saying, hey, why should I do what you say? Why should I listen to you when you shout, come to me, down at the park? So that's the sort of simple thing I'm talking about when I say think like a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. And so on your website, you have the obedience course and then potty training, which I think is, those are probably the two most common types, I guess, of training that I'm always asked about. People have issues. Normally, I don't know if I know anybody that's adopted a puppy as a new pet owner and has not struggled with potty training. That's something that, and of course, I've been a dog owner now for a good many years. We've had a number of dogs, and so I like to call myself a potty training expert. We've got it down to a science now, but it's certainly, that's something that really takes, experience, and you need to really know what you're doing. I think a lot of pet parents think about adopting a dog and they think that they're going to train. Of course, they're going to train the dog. And they don't put a lot of thought and research into it before getting the dog. And then they get the dog and they try to potty train for a few days and they realize it's not working. And that's when they reach out for help, when they're already into it and, need the help right away. So that was one of the things that really caught my attention on your site was if you want to work with, say, a trainer in your local area, they may not be able to help you right away. But if you jump on to the online dog trainer, there's information right at your fingertips.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I there's a whole course. I don't know if you saw the whole course, that whole potty training course, free course I put together, which is, it's a consult where, we went into a guy's house and lovely guy and lovely cute little puppy with a, potty training issue. And we went through and it's a five part video course, which just goes through all the different stages of indoor, outdoor, how to set it up, how to prevent accidents, what happens when it starts going pear shaped. And, potty training is a funny one because it really does remind me of the similarities between training a child to go toilet and potty training a dog.
Absolutely.
The similarities, I think, are just endless. Even the fact that, so many of us as parents struggle. Some children are so tricky to toilet train. Some puppies are so tricky to toilet train. Other children, they're a piece of cake. It happens so quickly at a very young age. And other puppies, they're real easy. So there's that crossover and there's so many other crossovers. It really makes me smile. And it was one of the big reasons for actually writing my book, which is called What the Dogs Taught Me About Being a Parent. It's just one of the areas which I cover off in the book. It's quite funny.
Yeah. So, and then the other free course that's on your site is the obedience course, which, I think same thing happens. People, they think they're going to train their dog, but they don't put a lot of research in before they actually get the dog. So, they've got the dog, they work on it for whatever, a week or so, it's not working. And then they want help, but, they maybe can't get it right away. Those two free courses that are on your website, I think are certainly the ones that I am most often asked about, and probably you as well, which is why you put them on there. But there's tons of other information as well. Just obedience and the potty training courses are the ones that, stuck out, of course, to me the most.
I've tried to put, there's a lot of information on the, if you're looking for, free blogs and all sorts of stuff about all sorts of, whether it's setting up puppy training or behavioral issues or barking or aggression, there's a ton of blogs on there. However, once you've read them, if it sort of resonates with you, then what I would suggest you do is check out the main course and dip your finger in. Because, we do have a very, very, it's a trial of the whole thing for 3 days. And, it's currently only $1. I'm not sure whether when you go and check it out, whether it's still $1. Hopefully it will always be $1. But you can check out the whole site for 3 days for $1. And the amazing thing is the number of people who actually stay on once they've tried it, because they go, wow, it's the real deal. And I've put everything into that site. So one thing I didn't want to do was to kind of give you a little bit and pretend it's going to solve the problem and then try and say, well, it won't. You need this and then you need this. So when you go in the site, you within a day or two, a lot of people are saying, oh, my goodness me, I've got a different dog. And testimonials and people saying it actually works, which is the most beautiful thing in the world. I was actually chatting this morning with an attorney in Florida, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Who's, And she was telling me she had found me through the online dog trainer. She trained her dog using that method, and that's why she was, you know, we were connecting about some other legal stuff. But yeah, beautiful to just to hear how far and wide the method and the site is actually reaching.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it, like you said, I mean, it is so extensive. We can't sit here and list everything that's on there, but I was amazed when I got on and checked it out. And, you know, those free courses, I think when pet owners are looking for help and they might want to check those free courses out, you know, it kind of gives a really nice insight into your method and how you work with people and the, you know, the videos, the types of videos that are on there. So you get a really good taste for it, I think, from those free courses. And then, of course, there's so much more other than that. But those are the ones I think, and pretty much every dog owner can use those as well. You may adopt a dog that's already potty trained, but 99% of pet owners are going to need some kind of obedience training at some point. So, you know, there's something that everybody could check out and really kind of get a feel for your style of training and how you work with your clients.
Yeah. And look, the other thing I would say about this method is it really truly does prevent behavioral issues. So even if you've got a young puppy and you're thinking, well, he's only 4 or 5 months old, it's not such a bad behavioral issue just yet. What I'd recommend is prevention is better than cure. Because if you leave it till your dog is a year old or 18 months, you know, it can become so much harder. And just a little bit of knowledge early on, it can just save you so much stress, time, worry, and everything else.
Absolutely. If anybody is listening to this podcast that is thinking about getting a dog, I always advocate for people to, you know, do your research, get all of the information that you need before you take on this responsibility, because it's so much bigger than anybody realizes. They think, you know, I'm going to get this cute little puppy and we're going to find a good puppy food and we're going to, you know, train it no problem. And it just, when you break down from, you know, potty training and obedience training, kennel training, behavioral training, it is so much, and people just don't realize the amount of work and dedication that it takes to train your dog to be a well-behaved dog in every aspect.
Yeah. No, good stuff.
Absolutely. So again, you know, I'm going to link to your site, the online dog trainer, but you have a couple of other websites as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was really, I've got the online dog trainer, which is the membership site for people around the world who want to, you know, put together a comprehensive dog or puppy training program. The other one is it's my doggydan.co.nz, and that's just my sort of local dog training site here in New Zealand where I live. I guess the third site is my dog training academy site, which is, you know, dogtraineracademy.org. And that is for those people who, you know, have embraced this method. So they've embraced it so much and fallen in love with it so much, they actually have wanted to become dog trainers. And that's what that site is. So that's for those people who really, you know, have been to the online dog trainer. They've seen what the method is. It resonates with them. And I want to take this step and become a dog trainer. I want to share this method with people. It's becoming a bigger part of my life, to be honest. You know, it's amazing being able to Skype and work with people all around the world and share videos and share complete consultations where it's almost like you're in the consult with me, because the whole thing is unedited from start to finish. It's quite amazing.
Absolutely. And we actually have some information on our site too, because we've had readers and listeners that, you know, they love dogs and they enjoy training their own dogs. And so they want to kind of dip their toes into becoming a dog trainer. So I'm going to link to all three of your sites. And if, you know, if anybody out there listening either is a dog trainer and would like to learn more or is interested in becoming a dog trainer, like you said, I'm sure some people just, you know, when you find a method that really works and you're really passionate about, you want to share that with others as well. So if anybody's interested in that, I will have all those links on our theoryofpets.com website and our topdogtips.com website as well. So people can check those out.
Brilliant stuff.
Definitely want to have you back next time and maybe talk a little bit more about your book. I had mentioned actually before we started recording the interview that I'm ordering it for myself, because we're parents and dog owners. So I'm excited to talk to you about that too. And you know, when you make that correlation between training a dog and teaching your child, I think if you're a parent and a pet owner and you've been through that, you can totally relate to that. There are tons of similarities there. And it's interesting how you've taken that and written a book about it, because, you know, it's just something that really hits home to me being a mom and a dog owner.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun sharing the book with people, because so many people can relate to it. And, you know, it was picked up by Random House Book Publishing, who are Random House Penguin now. And there's a Kindle version on Amazon. However, I also made an Audible copy. So if people like listening to books as driving to work or sitting in your car on the tube, there is an Audible version, which I can send you the link to as well, so you can download that and just listen to me reading the whole thing. But it's quite funny, you know. The start of the book is all about me shouting at my son Stanley and shouting, you know, and I'm shouting, Stanley, no. And then my voice gets louder and louder. And the story basically finishes with me realizing, hang on, this is what I'm always telling my puppy owners not to do. You don't just stand there shouting, you know. And I started thinking, yep, there's so many similarities.
It's so similar. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually going to, I'll link to your book as well, you know, on our site if anybody wants to check that out. But just so everybody knows, there will be a podcast coming in the future where we talk more about that if people want to wait for that. And I will link to that if they want to check out the book as well.
Sounds great. Brilliant.
So that's a little bit about Doggy Dan and his training method. Again, you know, it's been online for many years and it's been successful for a lot of pet owners. The thing that I love the most about the online dog trainer is that you can hop on there, check it out, check out the free courses, do something like obedience training with your dog using these methods. If it works for you, great. And then, you know, if you want to dive into it a little bit more and either pay for the full course yourself or maybe jump onto, you know, his Dog Trainer Academy site. And maybe, you know, this really is something that you love, training dogs and working with people and owners, and you want to make it a career or at least a part-time hobby that you have on the weekends or in your free time. So there's tons of information. Doggy Dan is such a great resource. I'm going to link to all of his sites on our site, theoryofpets.com. So if you're, again, on social media or anything, just jump right on our website. All of that stuff is right there. You can click, check things out. There's a link to his book there as well. And as I mentioned, I'm definitely going to try and get him back. So if you guys have any questions for me or for Doggy Dan that we can answer in another podcast, be sure to jump onto theoryofpets.com. You can type out your questions and it'll be sent to me in an email format if you'd like, or you can record your questions, which is a great way to participate in the podcast. And if you choose to record them, I may use them in future podcasts, especially if I have Doggy Dan back. I might play some of your questions and have him answer those for you guys. So any questions for me, any questions for Doggy Dan, be sure to get on theoryofpets.com and check that out. If you guys could also jump on iTunes just really quickly, give me a review. That helps me reach out to people like Doggy Dan, show them the podcast, what it's all about, show them about our viewers and what they're interested in. And, you know, if we get some great reviews, they're more likely to come on here and speak. So if you guys could take just a second to give me an iTunes review, I would appreciate that as well. I hope you guys got a lot of great information from Doggy Dan. I look forward to speaking with him again, and I will be back next week with another podcast episode. Thanks for listening, guys.